of the day. These of the day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Step back onto the road and the troublemakers back in the fold. I hear familiar voices calling me on. They're saying, son, you've been away for too long.
That was These Are The Days by Zach Abel. You're listening to This Is LSR. This is LSR Reviews, and we are about to talk to you about Cirque du Soleil, which happened on Friday night this weekend, and me and Mo.
Hello, hello.
We went, we did, and I want Mo right now to sum it up in three words.
Madness, circus, Bevo.
I like that. I like how you chose Beaver, because it was at Beaverworks.
Yeah, it was the first time that I went there, and like, I don't know, it was really strange. It was like, I'd never been there before, and obviously everyone hypes about it a lot, so the fact that I actually managed to go there for the first time, I mean, 4 years down the line, it was a bit weird. I mean, personally, no beef to Beaverworks, but I prefer Canal Mills.
Well, the next one is at Canal Mills, but when me and Mo got there on Friday, the first thing I had to do was take Mo around all the five different rooms that were there. Mo got a feel for them.
Yeah, it was a bit like a house viewing, wasn't it?
Yeah, a really dirty house viewing.
Yeah, really dirty.
But yeah, so the event itself, I was looking, doing a bit of research, and I found out it actually sold out nearly a month in advance. It was so popular, and even we got there quite early, it was packed. It was brilliant. And as soon as we walked in, there was face paint, which that queue never went down all night.
Yeah.
It never went down.
No. It was crazy because, like, these things always sell out. Like, Cirque du Soleil and Good Life, these events seem to always just sell. But the fact that this sold out a month in advance, if you think about it, it was on the 17th of October, and it sold out by the 17th of September. So no one was even back at uni then. Think about that. That's mad.
It's crazy. I think it said something about the event. And I could see why as soon as I got there. It was amazing. I really liked the decor.
Yeah.
There was like these things hanging from the ceilings that looked like starfish.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know quite how to describe them. They were like big, spiky.
Vibrant
cannonballs.
Yes.
Fun.
It was just the circus, I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely lived up to the circus aspect, considering there were people on stilts as well, like zebras and giraffes.
Credit to them, because there was people dancing literally around them, and they were on stilts. Like, that's so brave. But
yeah.
it was quite funny. And what else was there? Was a bouncy castle?
Yeah. Yeah, I was told many stories about bouncy castle. People had a bit too much fun on that, I think.
Well, when I got there, we went at the end because we assumed, right, everyone's going to be off it now. They're all going to be dancing. We went and everyone was sat on the bouncy castle, just sat on it. You don't sit on a bouncy castle, Mo.
No, you don't. No, you don't sit on a bouncy castle. You go there and you bounce. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Bouncing.
Yeah. I'm sorry to the girl I fell on because I was trying to bounce and she was sat down, but I suppose that's what you get.
Oh. Well... Anyway, apart from the fun amenities that there were, obviously, there were also massive acts. And I think we should start by talking about the biggest one of the night. Mike Skinner.
Yes, Mike Skinner. Now, I was quite excited, I'm not going to lie. I found that everyone, because I remember everyone sort of applauded before he came on. And I've not seen that happen to many DJs before, personally.
Yeah, well, it's because he's so secretive and like... You know, not shady, but just he's really elusive. Like,
yeah.
We tried to interview him, but he just completely dodged it. Not by his own fault. The lovely people of Cirque said, there's his car, his driver's there, he's going straight after. Which is fair enough, you know, the streets were hard to catch anyway, so I imagine the leading man of the streets will be even harder to catch.
No, I really rated him. I did.
Yeah. And speaking of Mike, we're going to get straight back into it now. this is a track which probably represents him quite well and represents the people of his hometown. This is She Wants a Man from Brum by Safone featuring Triller, Pressure 0121 and Bomber B. Remember, you can get involved on our Twitter at This Is LSR, our Snapchat and our Instagram and Facebook, Leeds Student Radio. Well, on Facebook, where else would that be?
She wants a man from Brum. She wants a man from Brum. She wants a man from Brum.
Dark side.
Ah, oh, it's mad. She wants a man from Brum. Say there's a car full of friends and they're coming to the ends. Car, she wants a man from Brum. You think she's moving young, but she's going on dumb. Car, she wants a man from Brum. Fam, she's got a man, but don't give a damn. Car, she wants a man from Brum. She wants a man from Brum. She wants a man, not a punk. She wants a man, no bedrooms. I know she wants a man that rolls with a no. It's mad. She wants a man from Brum. In other words, she wants a man from the slum. She wants a man that was raised in the hood. Me. She wants a man from 0121. So I tell her, girl, calm down.
Calm down.
I know you wanna get the rub down. I love you naked, giving you the run round. It's live, plus the sun's out. Woo. If you guys come, it's a shutdown. Can I get bang? No gun sound. Beer drinks are gonna get drunk down. So don't try come with a young crowd. Just holler the man when you touch down. Ah, oh, it's mad. She wants a man from Brum. Say there's a car full of friends and they're coming to the ends. Car, she wants a man from Brum. You think she's moving young, but she's going on dumb. Car, she wants a man from Brum. Fam, she's got a man, but don't give a damn. Car, she wants a man from Brum.
Big ding-a-ling. 0121, run this thing. And a man's wife is on this thing.
Yeah.
She wants to jump on the M1, come down for the weekend. As a bit of smoke and a skirt, it's quite a big thing. But don't watch that, it ain't a big thing. I just link her in town and give her that whole no ring. She hopped up in the DM. Talking about her and the girls. Are coming down for the weekend.
Martin.
Man, they're about. I told him it's cool and I'm bringing three friends. She said they can't wait to meet them. Girl, watch, man, we don't have to free them. It's normal. Girl, what a man from these
ends. Ah, oh, it's mad. She wants a man from Brum. Say there's a car full of friends and they're coming to the ends. Car, she wants a man from Brum. You think she's moving young, but she's going on dumb. Car, she wants a man from Brum. Fam, she's got a man, but don't give a damn. Car, she wants a man from Brum.
You don't know the lingo. She wants a man from Brum. It's on her ringtone. Yell it on Instagram, giving a signal. Sending man a bag of emojis with a symbol.
Jeez.
You know who I am, forget the intro.
Yep.
Forget your man, forget the info.
Shh.
You know the plan, cause you're an info. She's got the Brum man syndrome. She wants a Brummy.
Ay.
And I like them sexy body hornies.
Ay.
Feeling me, they said I'm yummy. She's independent, gets a lot of money. I don't wanna hear that you're looking for a hobby. When I come around, pure Robbie Darby. Gyal in the bedroom, going on naughty. Wearing nothing but a stay fresh hoodie. Come give me the goodies.
Come give me the goodies. Ah, oh, it's mad. She wants a man from Brum. Say there's a car full of friends and they're coming to the ends. Car, she wants a man from Brum. You think she's moving young, but she's going on dumb. Car, she wants a man from Brum. Fam, she's got a man, but don't give a damn. Car, she wants a man from Brum.
She wants a man from Brum like me. Free goatee for the dress code niche. No Louis Vuittons or black Gucci. You're a tracksuit with a black hat MT. You're a stoner. Or some straight Levi jeans. If you know me, you know I got Jan for the team. She wants a man from Brum like she wants a man from Brum like me. A man that's gonna tell her cool, baby. Don't act up, don't bother act crazy. All of that, love. Come holler at me, come roll with me, let's eat, baby. Aye. Lobster steak, maybe.
Yeah.
We could get real wavy, it might get real wavy. You better trust me, lady, you're a fire lady.
Ah, oh, it's mad. She wants a man from Brum. Say there's a car full of friends and they're coming to the ends. Car, she wants a man from Brum. You think she's moving young, but she's going on dumb. Car, she wants a man from Brum. Fam, she's got a man, but don't give a damn. Car, she wants a man from Brum.
That was She Wants a Man from Brum by Safone, featuring many other people. This is Leeds Student Radio. You tuned on into the LSR Review Show. This is week two. We're talking about Cirque du Soleil, which happened this Saturday at Beaverworks and featured, as we've said, the one and only Mike Skinner representing Brum there. How was that?
I really like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. It makes me want to be from Brum.
Yeah. It does. It makes me want to be from Brum. There's so many tracks that he played on the weekend, which I don't even know. Like, I searched for hours. I just couldn't find
them. You did. You were just saying how secretive he is. He is quite, you know.
Yeah.
I love that. You have to really search.
Yeah. And, like, some of them you can't even get. There's a mashup of The Streets and Jay-Z and Kanye West, and it's just nowhere to be found. It makes me so sad.
It makes me honoured to have seen it this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, people rave about him. He doesn't get as much appreciation as he probably should because his set was mental.
It was.
People who just think he sings, I think you are really fit. You should have been there. Some of the stuff that he was doing is just unheard of.
Mm.
On the decks, that is, nothing else. Keep it kosher.
So we should talk about the other DJs that were there. There was the Cirque du Soleil DJs.
Yeah, who absolutely smashed it. They smashed it out of the park.
They definitely did. And there was Mel Harvey.
Yeah.
There was the there were so many. There was the dancer. That happened in a boxing ring.
Yeah, so we didn't go down early enough to see the actual dance-off. Whether it be an actual dance-off or people pretending to box, who knows? I think it is an actual dance-off.
Quite sad I missed it now because I like dancing.
Well, yeah, of course, but I wouldn't have gotten in there. I just sort of bopped my head. You know what I do? I just like, if anyone will ever know, it's me just like chilling in the back, just bopping my head, you know.
It's so true, actually. That was what you were doing. Now and then Mo would just sort of disappear and come back and he'd be bopping his head. But yeah, so we saw, who do we see? We saw
Milo Harvey.
We did see Milo Harvey. We saw his whole set, I think.
Yeah. Because he was the precursor to Mike.
Yes, he was. No, yeah, he was. He was playing a variation of tunes. I'm not going to lie, there was a lot of grime.
Yeah, which you know what I like. I like the fact that grime's actually making its way through now.
And it's probably the best way to have a crowd.
Oh yeah, because once Mike got on, it was pretty much just the grime set. It was mad.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that at all.
But aside from that, there was also some fantastic disco house. And disco house is something that you cannot not dance to.
No, it's just so infectious and it just takes you to beautiful places, you know?
Definitely.
And obviously, at the top of that food chain, we're Too Good. LSR selected event alumni right there who were doing their thing in their, what is it called? Their propeller caps.
I love those hats. And you know what? Like, I would say it was a Too Good takeover. I'm not going to lie. They were in, I think, 3 different rooms. They did about 3 different sets. I find that amazing. They were literally just hopping from one room to the next. And I've never seen them do a set and not look like they're having an absolutely amazing time.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's quite hard to look pessimistic or like you're not having a good time wearing a propeller hat and a goofy sweater.
But they were so, like, it's really nice to see DJs, like, enjoy what they do, and like the crowd are like smiling at them, they're smiling at everyone else, they're absolutely loving it, and they were just, it was so nice to see them in the majority of the rooms.
Yeah, it was absolutely mad. But we'll get onto them in a little bit because we've got a couple of tunes from them which just absolutely rocked the show. But for now, we're going to leave you with Sorry I Don't Know, which was played by Milo as a precursor to Mike Skinner, and this is just to give you a little flavor of what was going down on the night as it had just struck midnight.
Yeah. I can't live without you. No, I did you wrong, girl. No, I did you wrong, babe. It's my fault. I'm sorry. I can see my whole world changing cause of you. It's upside down. I'm lonely. Should've known better. To sleep with your best friend, come back here, give me one more try. I can see my whole world changing. There's no need to live if I can't be with you. What I did was wrong, I'm sorry. Didn't know how much I really miss you. I can see my whole world changing. There's no need to live. Now I'm sitting in my room like Brandy, taking time to contemplate. I've been such a fool lately. Girl, I know I messed up by sleeping with your best friend. Girl, I know I abused your love, but please don't let this end. Yeah, I can see my whole world changing. There's no need to live if I can't be with you. What I did was wrong,
touch me and turned out the lights, but it didn't mean a thing to me. I can't live without you. No, I did you wrong, girl. No, I did you wrong, babe. It's my fault. I'm sorry. I can see my whole world changing cause of you. It's upside down. I'm lonely. Hard to understand. Everybody makes mistakes. So come back here, baby, give me one more try. Sing it for me one more time. I can see my whole world changing. There's no need to live if I can't be with you. What I did was wrong, I'm sorry. Didn't know how much I really miss you. I can see my whole
That was Sorry I Didn't Know by Monster Boy, and we're going to keep it going, we're going to keep the ball rolling, and we're going to play you the Sugar Hill Gang, Apache, but Two Goods rework, and this is an absolute tune. Enjoy.
Student radio station.
You're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
So that was the Sugar Hill Gang, Too Good's rework of Apache. You've been listening to the LSR Review Show, tuned in to This Is LSR. And we're going to leave you now with Automatic by the Pointer Sisters, which played right at the end of the night of the mad night of Cirque du Soleil. And you should definitely go to the next event in Leeds, which is on the 4th of December. So yeah, you'll be listening to The Beat next. Enjoy, and enjoy your evening.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of